89.3 The Current. It's time for Eating and Drinking with The Current, our Wednesday check-in with the morning show's food, dining, and beverage authorities from around town. Joe Alton is the editor-in-chief of The Growler, Minnesota's only craft beer lifestyle magazine focusing on craft beer and the community and culture surrounding it. He's also the project director of The Beer Dabbler. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back to The Current's morning show.
I have had a lot of coffee and a little cider this morning.
Well, it is before 9 o'clock.
It's the opposite for me. I just had a little bit of coffee, but a whole lot of cider.
They say John Adams used to wake up in the morning and drink a tankard to start his day, to settle his belly. So I don't feel too bad. I've only had about an ounce and a half.
Well, didn't people drink cider and more cider than water? In the olden times, because it was safer to drink the cider?
Yeah. Well, that's true with beer, too. I mean, part of the fermentation process is boiling the water, and I think they actually discovered the boiling part later, or they just ignored that and went for the for the alcohol
side. Seems like a lot of work. Why don't we just drink cider?
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about cider this morning because cider is huge in Minnesota.
The University of Minnesota has been on the forefront of apple research and agriculture for a long time. But right now in Minnesota, cideries and hard ciders are taking a leap into the forefront for sure.
So cider is booming, just like, I mean, the craft beer industry. The two, you know, make sense that they're both growing.
Yeah, nationally, cider is actually technically growing faster than craft beer. They're smaller. It's only about 1% of the beer share overall. But between 2013 and 2014, I think there was a 75% increase in the amount of cider being produced in the country. And there's, I'm sure, a similar jump from 2014 to 2015.
So not only is Minnesota the state of hockey right now, but it is the state of cider.
The state of cider is rich. It's true. It's a great beverage to drink at a Wild game. The lower ABV and some of the more delicate flavors make it a good outdoor drink, a good like long drinker. You can have a few.
And it's gluten-free, right?
For the most part, yep. Almost all of them. There's a few folks in town and in the state that are making beers that have apples and apple ciders that have some beer components, but for the most part, apple cider is gluten-free.
Well, you've got a big list of ciders that you want to talk about, so let's name some of these just so people know just how big cider is booming.
Definitely. I think one of them we've talked about before, Jill, is Sociable Cider Works. Mm-hmm. They're still at it over there in Northeast, making great ciders, great beers, great grafts, which is kind of the combination between the two. And recently they got a crowler machine.
What's that?
A can growler. And so they have these They have these 750 milliliters, it's about 25 ounces, and then these 25-ounce cans of their cider, and they look really cool, and it's a really nice way to take it home from the tap room.
Are they the only tap room around when it comes to cider?
No. So there are a ton of vineyards and orchards in the state that have actually been making cider or hard cider for years and years, but they just didn't know it was a big deal. They didn't know it was cool to be making cider or that this renaissance in craft cider would come about. So Lytle's is actually a fantastic example of that. They built their orchard in 1917. The family has been on the property since the mid-1800s. And right now they're making a couple fantastic ciders. One of them is called Hebron, and it's 100% wild fermented cider, and it's fantastic. Very, very dry, very, very food friendly. It's delicious.
You're listening to Eating and Drinking on The Current. We're talking about cider today with Joe Alton from The Growler and also The Beer Dabbler. What are some of the other ciders that you have for us today?
There's one opening this weekend in Dundas, Minnesota. It's called Keepsake, and they've been available at Just Fermentation Bar in a limited amount. But yeah, open house at their tap room or at their cidery this Saturday, 2 to 6 p.m. And then there's Windfall Ciders it's actually at Hoke Orchards in La Crescent. They've got a variety of ciders. They've got an English Brut style, an American Session, and Raspberry Cider, and then a pub style hopped cider, which is another one of those variations you're starting to see come about a little bit more often. And then what we're drinking today is Number 12 Cider House, and we're drinking their dry sparkling cider. It's almost like a champagne. I mean, right. It drinks very, very light, very bright and refreshing on the palate, and then just that right amount of bitterness and sour and tannin on the back end.
I'm glad you said champagne, because I was trying to put my finger on what exactly I was tasting. But on top of the champagne, it's almost like that kind of more of a sour crab apple taste.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. The bitter sharp or bittersweet apples that are used in cider are actually typically not palatable to like you couldn't eat.
You're not going
to
sit and eat one.
They call them spitters in the industry. You wouldn't pick it up and eat it, and you wouldn't find it in a grocery store. So that's where you're getting some of those tannic flavors from. Milk and Honey is another one. They're in Cold Spring. Their product has kind of been all over the place, and they make a really interesting cider. They make an heirloom cider. The 2013 blend had 83 different kinds of apples in it.
Wow. I didn't even know there were 83 different kinds of apples to start with.
You live in Minnesota. You got to do some U of M research there.
No kidding.
And then one that I think a lot of people are familiar with, we've seen it all over the place, it's Loon Juice. And Loon Juice is actually the one cider made by a vineyard in Spring Valley. And Four Daughters Vineyard, the Loon Juice, one of the places you'll see it is on tap a lot. And then they sell these mini kegs. You guys have seen the old Heineken and I think Two Hearted made mini kegs too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're rad. It's a great option to bring to a party or a picnic for sure.
And with Loon Juice, I heard that they are getting so popular. They've been claiming, hey, we only use Minnesota apples. What I heard from a guy at a bar I work with, he said that they are making so much of it, they might have to start getting apples from outside of Minnesota because of how popular they are.
That's a serious concern. Because cider is coming on so fast and everyone's been eating apples for so long, the drinking apples, the cider apples, are in pretty short supply.
I can't believe nobody had scooped up the name Loon Juice already.
I know,
I love it.
I know. Vine Park Brewing Company is an interesting one. That you can go there and actually make your own cider. They'll walk you through the process, and you ultimately get to take the product home, so that's pretty cool. One that I've just heard of recently is an offshoot of Can Orchard in Faribault, and that's Tin Shed Cider Company. There's another one in Webster, Minnesota called Sweetland. They make a couple classics and then some really interesting small batch stuff with different fruit like rhubarb and cherry syrup and stuff like that.
It's like there's almost too many to name for the time that we have.
I know. Let me finish. There's like two or three left.
All right. Hit us with a couple more.
Sapsucker Farms in Mora, Minnesota is making Yellow Belly Hard Cider. That's a great drinker, a fantastic cider. Harbo Cider is another one of those orchards that is making a cider. They're making Split Ladder Cider from Welsh Heritage Farms. Urban Forage Winery and Cider House, I think, is the last one I've got on my list. And that's an interesting one. They're actually opening in Minneapolis. And they'll be the first winery in Minneapolis-St. Paul since before Prohibition.
Wow.
I have to imagine if you're listening right now, you're frantically trying to write down all these names, but you don't have to worry about it because we're going to put links up at our website at thecurrent.org and check out Eating and Drinking with the Current. It's our Wednesday check-in with the morning show's food, dining, and beverage authorities from around town. Joe Alton, the editor-in-chief of The Growler and the project director of The Beer Dabbler. Cheers, everyone.
That was a lot. Thanks, you guys.
You're very welcome. And thank you. 89.3 The Current.